gays who got the SAT scores. It's got the gays who got the straight A's. It's got the blacks who are president of the right associations. It's different criteria, more multicultural, but it's still an elite selective institution.
So on balance, you find as bizarre as Skull and Bones seems to be from a certain perspective, it is something of value, you would say?
You take these young strivers, you put them in this weird castle. They spill their guts with each other, fine, but they learn something beyond themselves. They learn a commitment to each other, they learn a commitment to the community, and maybe they inherit some of those old ideals of public service that are missing in a lot of other parts of the country.
Does that relationship, forged with all this mumbo-jumbo and coffins and skulls and bones and all of that stuff, does that become, in some cases anyway, stronger than family, faith?
Absolutely. You know, they say the motto at Yale is for God, for country, and for Yale. At Bones, I would think it's for Bones.